presented by Listen Headlines, latest financial news from trusted sources. Updating daily noontime New York City.
Global economy.
September 18th, 10 o'clock America, New York. Central banks set to hit peak rates at faster pace. Markets are increasingly betting on policymakers raising borrowing costs higher and faster.
BBC News Business.
September 18th, 9:23 America, New York. eBay bans sale of Queen lying in state wristbands. Different colored bands which mark mourners' place in the queue were being offered as memorabilia.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 18th, 9:16 America, New York. Walter Block's Principle of Opposition. With Murray Rothbard and Lysander Spooner, I regard the government as a band of murderers and thieves. So, I oppose anything that benefits them. They seem to think that loan forgiveness benefits them, otherwise they wouldn't do it, so I'm against this initiative of theirs if only for that reason.
Global economy.
September 18th, 9 o'clock America, New York. Britain's energy package puts its economic credibility at risk. The new chancellor's plan is poorly targeted, too generous and overly dependent on public borrowing.
Daily FX market news.
September 18th, 8 o'clock America, New York. Global equity market outlook. FOMC to drive market sentiment in week ahead. Equity markets across the globe plunged last week as Fed rate hike bets drove recession fears. Market sentiment hinges on this week's FOMC decision.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 18th, 7 o'clock America, New York. Pentagon pushes defense companies to limit use of Chinese supplies. Finding China made alloys in F-35 jets put U.S. officials on alert as they seek to limit vulnerabilities.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 18th, 6 o'clock America, New York. With Starbucks CEO succession plan in place, Howard Schultz plots priorities. The architect of the coffee chain's rise, now interim chief, vows to mold a new generation of leaders and improve service.
Wall Street Journal U.S. Business.
September 18th, 5:30 America, New York. Electric bills soar across the country as winter looms. Rising natural gas prices amid short supplies are expected to make it more expensive to light and heat homes in the coming months.
New York Times Business.
September 18th, 5 o'clock America, New York. Student loan subsidies could have dangerous, unintended side effects. Experts worry that aspects of President Biden's debt relief plan could lure unscrupulous schools and unknowing students.
Daily FX Market News.
September 17th, 2300 America, New York. Japanese yen forecast. USD, JPY at pivotal point ahead of Fed. BOJ rate decision. USD, JPY volatility is likely to jump in the coming week in response to two high-impact events on the calendar, the monetary policy decision of the Fed and the Bank of Japan.
Daily FX Market News.
September 17th, 2300 America, New York. Your USD rate outlook hinges on FOMC rate decision. The Fed interest rate decision may influence the near-term outlook for Euro USD as the central bank is expected to retain its current approach in combating inflation.
Global economy. September 17th, 13:37 America, New York. Fed to keep interest rates above 4% beyond 2023, economists predict. Fort IGM survey forecasts central bank will prolong its aggressive campaign against decades-high inflation.
New York Times Business.
September 17th, 12:43 America, New York. Lowry Mays, who revolutionized the radio industry, dies at 87. He built his company, Clear Channel Communications, from a single struggling station into one of the world's biggest media empires.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 17th, 11:01 America, New York. The Open Society and Its Enemies. I am current reading an excellent book on zoning written by M. Nolan Gray, entitled Arbitrary Lines: How Zoning Broke the American City and How to Fix It. It might sound like a bland topic, but it's a surprisingly easy and enjoyable read.
The Library of Economics and Liberty.
September 17th, 11 o'clock America, New York. Peace is profitable business. World wars, as we have known them, have come to an end. The ideological divide that polarized humanity and gave the order to the world's wars is behind us. And yet, the number of entrepreneurs and companies selling weapons or military expertise has increased.
New York Times Business.
September 17th, 9:04 America, New York. The subprime loans for college hiding in plain sight. Many families can borrow most of the cost of college using a parent plus loan. This will not end well.
Marginal Revolution.
September 17th, 2:35 America, New York. What is happening to American youth? These numbers are for high schoolers. From 1991 to 2015, seat belt use was about 3.3% higher each survey cycle compared with the previous survey cycle, adjusting for gender, race, ethnicity, and age.
Marginal Revolution.
September 17th, 0:31 America, New York, markets in everything. That John is on his feet at all is impressive, and probably foolish, considering that only 8 months prior, he was 5'8½". Back in September, he paid $75,000 for the agonizing privilege of having his legs surgically lengthened.